Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Are used EVs a good deal? Considering that they've been growing in number and reliability over the last 10 years or so, a used EV could be a great way to be introduced to the electric vehicle world with a minimum of investment. Add to that the possibility of state and federal tax incentives for used EVs that meet certain criteria, you can make quite a deal. Let me talk at you a minute about used EVs. And let me dispel some of the things that are going to come up. Let me start with the obvious. Number one, every EV sold in the United States is required to have a battery pack to last 8 years or 100,000 miles. That is federal law. So right there, you're going to be 8 years. Anecdotal evidence of Chevy Volts and Nissan Leafs from the early days are showing that these batteries actually have a life even long past that. They are not failing at the rate that even the manufacturers thought they would back in the day that they were built. So there's that. Finally, EVs don't hold a value, at least at this time, as much as gasoline-powered vehicles. If you're looking for something in the market, that's actually a good thing for you because it gives you an idea to do that. To buy one. And did I mention that the cost of maintenance is way less? Way less. How much less? I'm glad you asked me. The average EV owner spends 60% less than owners of gas cars to power their vehicle and half as much to repair and maintain their vehicles. And this is according to Consumer Reports. Over the life of a vehicle, and they define the life of a vehicle nowadays to be 200,000 miles. This adds up to between $6,000 and $12,000 in savings. Let that settle. And why is that? No oil changes, no filter changes, no fluid changes, no spark plugs, no spark plug wires, no radiator, no radiator fluid, none of that stuff. Belts, hoses, none of it. And because you don't, and no gasoline. Hello? No gasoline. If you look at it that way, then yeah, it becomes better. And you're looking at, and let me get this now, there are, as I mentioned at the top of this piece, that there are additional tax benefits. Here it is. The used clean vehicle tax credit goes up to $4,000 compared to $7,500 for a new one. And there are income limits. The buyer's modified adjusted gross income may not exceed $150,000 for married couples filing jointly, $112,500 for heads of household, or $75,000 for all other filers. And the used car has to cost $25,000 or less and be a model that's at least 2 years old, which means 2020, 2021, 2022 vehicle would qualify. Buyers can apply the tax immediately toward the amount they pay by transferring the credit to the dealer, or they can wait and claim the credit when filing their tax returns. So imagine, no matter, you make your best deal, and if you qualify and the vehicle qualifies, you can save an additional $4,000 off the top before you even drive it off the lot after making your best deal, after your trade-in. And you can take another $4,000 off the top if it meets the criteria. Imagine that. Where else can you do that? And oh, by the way, for those of you saying, oh, 8 years, oh, the battery, oh, my goodness. Tell me how many 8, 9, and 10-year-old gasoline-powered cars have any kind of warranty left at that point. Now, if you're driving certain models like a Hyundai or Kia, you may still have part of the powertrain warranty because it goes 100,000 miles, but I believe it expires in 5 years. Yet federal law requires a hybrid or a battery pack to last a minimum of 8 years, 100,000 miles. And most manufacturers will always engineer that thing to last longer. It's a common sense thing, and it's a financial thing, and it's a warranty thing. And like I said earlier, anecdotal evidence suggests that for the most part, some of these batteries are 10, 12, 13 years and going strong. Still using it and folks still driving. And of course, it's like anything. It depends how much you drive, the weather you're in, you know, extreme temperatures, all of that stuff works to degrade stuff. Here's something that ought to shock you. Having said that, unlike a gasoline-powered car where mileage and age is an indicator of condition, with an EV, it's not. What you do need to ask the dealer is a battery health report. What kind of shape is the battery in? What percentage of charge is it in? If it's near 80%, it's near the end of its life and you don't want to fool with it. But if it's up over 90, you do. And did I mention saving 60% on maintenance and 50%? Yeah, over the life of the thing. So you're not out of pocket right there. Plus being used like any used vehicle, you're not paying the new price. So you're getting advantage, advantage, advantage. And particularly with the price of gasoline, what it is, the price of new vehicles, what they are right now, owning a used EV with an opportunity to get a tax credit on top of that, which, by the way, you can take and assign to the dealer and get that credit in real time. You don't have to wait to file your taxes to get it. It's nothing but advantage. Nothing but advantage. And they're getting better. Now, I need to say this. Obviously, the older the EV is, from a technological standpoint, because technology has been improving so much, the value may not be as great if you're thinking about trading it in. But honestly, if you're buying an 8-year-old anything, chances are you were planning to drive it till it died anyhow. Unlike the internal combustion engine, I'm suspecting that with the demand for materials and everything marketed right, you could probably get more money scrapping an EV than you would scrapping a comparably sized, comparably powered, gasoline-powered vehicle. Because all those elements are in demand and they will bid them up because they need them. Whether they repurpose the battery or totally scrap everything, there is a need for those components. So while the vehicle may not be worth much in a trade-in, it might actually be worth more in scrap when you're done with it. But right now, the best deal in the marketplace, take it from Ken, is a used EV. Ask about the battery report. Ask them to give you an idea of the battery condition, of the battery maintenance, management system. Let's make sure that is kosher and ask questions. If they can't give you that answer, don't buy it. If that's okay and the battery health is kosher and it hasn't been compromised in any way, because that's the other thing you want to check, to make sure that the batteries are whole and have not been compromised from the outside, then that's the deal. And right now, according to the marketplace, it's the best deal that is available right now if you're looking to pinch pennies and save on operating costs. A used EV may, in fact, be the best way to go. So check one out, see what happens, particularly if you have a way to plug it in. We've come to the end of this visit. Be sure to join me again next time right here. You've been listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
The Tech Mobility Show is a copywritten production of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use is prohibited without the written consent of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated.
For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you've missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.